USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA's Vaccine Advisory Panel on Friday voted 16-3 to recommend against providing booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine for individuals who are age 16 and older. The panel later voted to endorse the Pfizer booster for individuals who are age 65 and older and for those who are at high risk. This comes after the Biden administration had started pushing COVID-19 booster shots, saying they would begin on the 20th of September. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the federal government is taking steps to relieve pressure on the border, with thousands of illegal Haitian nationals arriving in the town of Del Rio. He's spoken with Homeland Security.
They have told us that the people who are under that bridge right now are going to be relocated by the United States Department of Defense.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Pentagon has admitted an August 29th drone strike that killed 10 people was a mistake. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The targeted white Toyota that was first considered a threat to the airport in Kabul turned out to be a vehicle operated by an Afghan aid worker employed by the charity group Nutrition and Education International of Pasadena, California. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of U.S. Central Command, spoke to the media at the Pentagon.
Having thoroughly reviewed the findings of the investigation and the supporting analysis by interagency partners, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
Wall Street ending the week on a down note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 166 points. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The FAA is ordering a news organization to stop flying a drone near the U.S.-Mexico border.
An estimated 11,000 illegal immigrants were drone videotaped at the Del Rio, Texas entry point at the border Thursday. Now the Federal Aviation Administration, under the Biden administration, wants journalists to stop reporting the facts on what's happening at the chaotic U.S.-Mexico border. The FAA statement, quote, "The Border Patrol requested the temporary flight restrictions due to drones interfering with law enforcement flights on the border," end quote. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News is astonished how far the Biden administration will go to cover up the crisis that continues at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The drone footage started this morning and people across the country were horrified, and I guess the political operatives at the Biden White House saw that and decided the last thing they want is Fox News actually reporting on what's happening down here. So now the FAA is saying, please, no journalists allowed.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The roughly 68 million Americans collecting Social Security can expect about a 6% bump in monthly benefits next year. The Senior Citizens League, basing its new estimate on the latest Consumer Price Index, which revealed inflation issues brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. While the increase is slightly less than previous projections, it could be the biggest increase since 1982. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.